Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense. Stay tuned to find out why Chicago's top realtors are choosing Dan Frio.
Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. And I, of course, am Dan Frio. And please check me out. You probably hear me. Hopefully you hear me every day. My advertisements. You hear me at 5:15 with Brian and Ian. And also every night from 8 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Check me out on the web. Just Google the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio and you'll find everything you need to know about me. Well, I'm excited today because I have a good friend of mine, Joe Schiller, and he's a realtor down in the city. And the reason why I asked him on here was the goal for me as well as for you is to build you a dream team. So if you're pondering purchasing a home, especially right now, believe it or not, it is crazy busy, and I can't figure out why it's so busy. But what I'm trying to get at is my goal right now or this year is to build a dream team to support you, the home buyer. And what I'm putting together is the whole team for you. So you make one phone call, and we can take you from finding the house of your dream to moving into that house of your dream. So welcome, Joe. It's awesome to have you today.
Thank you, Dan. Good to be with you finally.
Great, great, great. So tell us, you know, what do you do? Where do you do it? How do you do it? Kind of the floor is yours.
Yeah,
so
right.
Tell
right.
everybody about you a little bit.
All right. Well, I've been in real estate for like 25 years, and I've had my ups and downs, and I've really seen the market and the industry change a lot in the last 20 years. Yeah. I started out in Elmhurst. And I was doing a lot of time in DuPage County. My family had a business out there called Schiller Real Estate. It was a big deal. And that came to a conclusion. I moved on to the city because I'm a city kind of guy and joined a couple of different firms. But right now, I found the best firm for me for a lot of reasons that we're going to be talking about is Berkshire Hathaway. It's a national firm. You might have heard of Warren Buffett. He got an inkling a few years ago to get into the real estate business when it took a downturn. And he recognized that the industry wasn't broken, just the housing market was. So he went out and snapped up a bunch of real estate firms, independents, and he took them under his wing. And he's actually developed, or his company has developed, a program. It's called the Home Services Network. And in Chicago, there's my office, my affiliate is the Berkshire Hathaway Koenig Rubloff affiliate. There's 15 offices, but there's 53 in the whole network here in the Illinois or the, you know, the Chicagoland area. So it's tremendous for the whole team concept. And when you mentioned you're looking for a team, I thought, well, this is definitely somebody I want to hook up with you again. What goes on in Chicago is a little different than what goes on in the suburbs, is a little different than what goes on downstate or even Indiana and Michigan were involved. But I'll tell you, it's a fabulous market to buy and sell real estate because Chicago is a really, really hot place to live nationally. We get a lot of people who are here to jump into the what's going on in Chicago, Chicagoland, actually, and I'm pretty busy, actually, most of the time, most of the year. So it's a really great place to work.
I don't know. Right now, I can't put a thumb on why it's so busy. Mm-hmm. In the past probably 3 weeks, I've probably helped. I can't even tell. I've probably had my best January, February so far ever. Uh-huh. But I can't figure out why. Do you any idea why you think so many people are looking to buy right now? Is it rental or is it just people getting comfortable with, you know, where they are with life right now?
Yeah. Yeah. I think there's a little pent up energy going on. I would say the last couple of years, there's been some tentativeness about people making some decisions. And I think people are coming to the realization that, you know what, this is about as good as it gets. What am I gaining by waiting? And this whole thing of being afraid of the commitment of stepping into the market is, I don't know, subsided. I think people got really, really scared a number of years ago. And it's finally just come around where they're like, you know what? I waited out. I'm on the sidelines for a while. And the market's not appreciating a whole bunch right now. Let's just roll and, you know, move on with our life. It's time for a season change.
So what I want to talk about, if you're out there listening, you're probably listening to the Mortgage Update because you either want, you're interested in a mortgage, you're looking to buy a home, you're in the real estate business. There's a reason why you're listening. What we're going to discuss today is, you know, if you're looking to buy, and if you're looking to buy in the next month or in the next 6 months or 12 months, thanks for tuning in. Yeah. And so our goal today, and Joe's going to be on the next 3 days, and that's a long time.
big interview.
There's a reason for this. We're going to take those of you out there listening. If you're looking to buy a house right now, we're going to walk you through the process of having that thought all the way into you getting those keys and walking out of the closing, jumping in your U-Haul with all your stuff in the back.
Right on.
So the first part of this process is, let's talk right now about someone's interested in buying a home.
Right.
Most of the time, they're going to start kicking the tires. They're going to go online and start looking at homes.
Right.
What is your thought process, I guess, is how I'll say it that way, on what should they do? They want to buy a home and they want to buy in this area. Mm-hmm. Walk them through what they should do. What's your suggestion for that first piece?
Yeah. So a friend of mine's a doctor, and people have a tendency when they're feeling ill to jump on the computer and figure it out themselves. And one of his favorite lines is, okay, back away from the computer a little bit. Let me help you. And it's the same thing in real estate. There's so much information out there, and you feel like with the technology and the different websites that you actually can understand it all. And the truth is, a lot of that information is not real clear. It's generalized, and you don't understand the nuances that are going on really behind the scenes. And I think that's really important to understand. And I'll tell you, 80% of people come up to me when they are in the position you're talking about, and the first thing they do is talk about how they're afraid, how they're not sure what they're doing, and if I could just if I would help them. And they're very timid about exploring something that they're not familiar with. And this is a huge emotional thing. Real estate's a lot more than money. It's a lot more than, where you're going to live. It has to do with seasons of your life, transition. And you need to have, basically, when you're making big decisions like that, you need to have some people around you that have some experience and are looking out for you. And I think you and I use the word advocate a lot, who are just on your team and working around you to make sure that you have a great experience and that you look good. You feel good and look good with your decisions.
I'm doing a loan for a friend of mine who's purchasing a home. And I was thankful that he contacted me. Hopefully he would, you know, to help him with this process. I'm also reluctant sometimes dealing with family and friends and things like that. So he made a comment. I think I meant to mention this to you a little bit ago. He said, Dan, the reason why I'm using you is you're like that coach with all this experience, all these, you know, all you've done this long enough that you've experienced so much. His analogy was, you know, you're like that coach. You're in the Super Bowl and the other team fumbled the ball. You now have the ball and there's 30 seconds left.
Right.
I want you to be the coach,
right.
Meaning he wanted me to be part of this process, because you might hear me a lot of times. I always say, God's going to throw you a curveball. How bad's that curveball? And you want somebody in this team to help you through these processes. So not only are you trying to find this house, you need the financing part. There's legal pieces of this puzzle. There's so many things. There's inspections that need done. Let's say the inspection comes back bad. You know, there's all these pieces of the puzzle that's moving that we need to, you know, we can't just go back to you. Let's say the basement was leaking on your home inspection. Now what? Right. Well, if you get somebody that's only part-time that does this, you know, on Saturday afternoon, they're not going to know what to do. And so, what we're trying to do is find you that dream team to put together this whole process for you when and if you're looking to buy a home. So, let's see. Here's one of the things that I always find, I won't say funny, concerning, I guess. I'll have people call me, and you kind of hit it right on the button. People that call me, 99% of them are really timid and reluctant. Yeah. Why? They're afraid. They don't know what their credit is. It's the uncertainties about things. And then you go to the, you Google certain things. That information could be 6 months old.
Right.
It could be 5 years old. The 5 years is obsolete. It doesn't even exist anymore, most likely, in the realm of things today. So what we want to talk about and what we're going to talk about in the next segment is we're going to take you, you want an area. What is step one? Step one is most likely going to be financing. We're going to talk about that. But my what I want to address is I have people come to my office or call me and they say, hey, well, I found something on Zillow or Realtor.com. And then, I'll work the numbers on it. And they're like, well, those are completely different than what Zillow had. I can afford a $1,000 payment. I can afford a $1,500 payment. So I want to go over the data on Zillow, how recent it is, how updated it is, how accurate it is. Those are the things I want. And that's what we need to put the personal feel on this thing, on what you're doing on behalf of the client to make sure. I always say, I don't want to take you down this road and hit a brick wall. That's right. The last thing I want to do. Right. So in the next segment, we're going to walk you through piece by piece by piece by piece. So please stay tuned. But if you have any questions for us, please give me a call. It's 630-338-1160 or visit us on the web at 1160mortgage.com. Stay tuned. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. And I, of course, am Dan Frio. Today, a buddy of mine named Joe.
Yes.
He's the realtor. He's the realtor of the day. And we're going to talk to him. And he's what I want from Joe is I want you to explain to us. I'm looking for a house. How do I kick the tires? There's Zillow. There's Realtor.com. There's Trulia. There's everything. You can just put in an address, and there's 50 ways that you can research that home. The funny thing is when you go into each one of those, and I use them a lot of times to get, you know, the square footage of a home, because if it's a VA loan, I need to know that. Maybe look at the homeowners association. Many times also, here's another example. Mm-hmm. Is it a townhouse or a condo?
Right.
You know, those are reasons why I use these websites.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to say it, over 50% of the time, they're wrong. So guide us. We want to buy a house. I want to buy a house in June.
Right.
Where am I kicking the tires? Where is the best spot for me to go to look at homes with as much accuracy as I can get?
Right. Yeah. So you're looking for some, what everybody's looking for is some coaching. And these Zillows of the world, they do provide a lot of good information. It doesn't have to be real accurate because Zillow basically is an advertising site. It's not a real estate site. I don't think people understand that. They're there to make you come back to their site and look at things and sort of browse around. And their goal is to just keep it a lot of activity. What you want to really focus on, especially with something like real estate, is getting connected to a broker and having a relationship and maybe jumping on their sites and having them give you a little guidance. We've talked about coaching. We've talked about teamwork. As Dan said, I often see the client, be it buyer or seller, as a quarterback. And the quarterback has some goals and what they want to do, but you need your team, you need your coach, you need some plays, you need a lot of people. And I think that what a realtor does is we coach you into understanding what you're looking for, number one. Number two, we help you coach you into looking for signs and guidance about what opportunities exist and why they exist. And then number three, how to take the steps and when to pull the trigger on stuff. I can't tell you how many people will constantly look for a better and better value. And they're really just missing out on so much opportunity in the market because the truth of the matter is this is a big investment. And there's a lot of even a 1% and 2% and 3% and 4% difference. We're talking about some major numbers here. And there's a lot of people who spend a lot of time making sure that they can take advantage of those numbers. And our job in real estate, and especially a mortgage company, And, you know, our affiliates with our attorneys and our inspectors is to make sure that you collect that 2-4% on your side. We're going to put you in a position that you are informed and you're able to, you know, evaluate things and then have us back you up with, all right, you're right, that's a good decision. And I think that's what it is. It's just the support system. My team runs off of a network called the Berkshire Broker Team. Now, we have a lot of different parts to that, but what that is Berkshire is a big company, Berkshire Hathaway. So I call it the Berkshire Broker Team. And then we're affiliated with all the different, you know, Berkshire offices throughout Chicagoland. And that way we can provide you with a, you know, a local specialist for each part of the city you're in. And what that allows you to do is get somebody who's very, very familiar with your neighborhood or what you're looking for. And that also, I am very experienced at real estate, and I actually am part of the team, and I actually sort of walk the experience through with that agent, and it's sort of a teamwork thing. And then, you know, obviously Dan's involved, the attorney's involved, the inspector's involved. So what's going to go on is we're going to look for, have an interview with you, and we're going to say, what is it that you're looking for and why are you buying a house? And a lot of people are buying a house to make money. That's a tough business. And let me tell you, the people that do that are really, really, really good at it. They're really, really focused at it. And they're really, really able to make decisions extremely quickly. So that is important. But I think a good value is what we're looking for. And then something that's going to take you to the next level in your life and, you know, take you to the next season of your life. Because nothing will change your life like getting a house that works for you and your family. And that's really our biggest thing, is that you come out of there and you're feeling good in your heart afterwards.
So where are they going? Do you use, I don't particularly care for these the websites. What website would you suggest somebody go to to start finding a home?
Yeah, so the best way, to tell you the absolute truth, is you go to our site, BerkshireBrokerTeam.com. That'll get you in contact with me. And then we have search engines on there, and that's all important. But more important than that, I have access to like more high-end search engines, which is with the multiple listing service. And I can actually set up searches for you that are very inclusive and have a lot more parameters to them and allow you to see things that you don't necessarily see on the commercial, on the public sites.
Hold on a second. So, and I always tell people this, but I don't think they realize some of the things that, that you will be able to do.
Yeah.
So, for example, I want a house, and I live in St. Charles.
Right.
So I want to buy another house in St. Charles. So right. I go online and I'm like, houses in St. Charles, and it pulls up realtor.com, all these other places.
Right.
What would be the difference, I guess, if I notify you and say, Joe, I want a house in St. Charles, but here's exactly what I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. Now, are you putting filters in? You're saying, okay, Dan wants to buy in St. Charles.
Yep.
He wants 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, a 2-car garage, a this, a that. So one, you can more filter those leads down. So I'm getting specifically what I'm looking for. Is that right?
That's correct.
And do you have access, or would I be alerted on houses that maybe I can't find on Zillow?
Oh, for sure. There's a whole top agent network out there. A very big thing right now is the pre-market. A lot of people don't even know about this. Because of technology, people are very interested in accessing things that are available before they come on the market. And we can do that now with what's called pre-marketing. And a lot of that, those houses are actually stuff that is not on Zillow or any of those sites. They're
cool.
Sort of shared between the agents.
That's
the top
pretty
agent.
Cool. Yeah. Because I have a client right now, and they will not, they're really reluctant to use a realtor.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
And you combat this,
yeah.
Or if you can combat this.
I'd love to hear it.
One is it's going to cost me. That's one.
Yeah.
The second thing is, once I find this house on Zillow that I really like, I'm going to, on the sidebar, there's always a realtor there.
Right.
I'm either going to use that realtor because I'm going to get a better deal, or I might go to that house and whoever that listing agent is, I'm going to work with them because I'm going to get a better deal.
Mm-hmm.
So explain to everybody. The cost, what are you charging that buyer? What are you charging them? And will they be able to get a better deal if they use the person on realtor.com to the right side or the selling agent?
Yeah, right. So that's called a paid advertisement. And basically what that is a way for people to buy leads. And they're not really affiliated with any particular house most of the time.
So they're not the agent selling that house?
No, they're not. They're just people who are who pay based on how many clicks that zip code gets, more or less. And often, more often than not, there's a lot of great agents out there. More often than not, they aren't really familiar with what you're even looking at. They're just you're just calling them because they're sitting on the side. The other part of that is they're not going to give you a better deal. They paid for that ad. They're not giving you any deal or anything like that.
So how much are you going to charge the person that's looking at that house?
Yeah, so how it works is in Illinois is that there's advocates. There's buyer advocates and seller advocates. In Illinois, the sellers pay for the cost to compensate all the agents involved.
Okay, hold on. So if I use you to help me buy a home,
right,
I'm not paying you anything.
That's right. That's right. We are compensated from the seller. Not only that, the seller compensates us, and we actually tell the seller that we're looking out for the buyer's best interest.
Pretty cool.
Interesting,
so,
huh?
So let me take it one more step. So would I be better off trying to figure out the realtor who's selling that house? Because they might be able to negotiate because they're working on for the seller and now the buyer, so they can kind of manipulate some things to help me?
Yeah, I'll get calls along those lines. And basically what the problem with that is you are, as an agent, you are obligated to whoever's hired you. There is no possible way that you can get a better deal from an agent whose job it is to get the seller the most money. It's just a conflict of interest.
Okay, so I'm not paying you as the buyer.
Nope.
It doesn't help me by finding the realtor who's selling the house because their fiduciary responsibilities to the seller.
Absolutely.
And the person on, when I go to the web searches on the right side, they're just an advertiser.
Yeah, right. So, yeah.
So why not use a realtor such as yourself?
Exactly.
That's what blows my mind. Guys, I know the answers to all these, so I'm asking on your behalf.
Yeah.
So, Joe, it was great having you today. The time flew. So
yeah.
Everybody, please stay tuned. Tomorrow, Joe's going to be back. We're going to talk about programs. The reluctancy of many people to buy a house is fear. They don't know about their credit. They might not have a down payment. They might not know a program exists for their particular needs. We're going to talk to Joe about what he sees from buyers, their reluctancies and their fears. And we're going to go over programs that can help you or family members, or if you have kids that are looking for a home, or anybody that's looking to buy a home, we're here to help. And we're putting together a dream team to help you. So thank you so much for listening. Again, my name is Dan Frio. Joe, please give us your name, number, how they find you, and how they can use you.
Yeah, right. So we work out of the downtown office, BerkshireBrokerTeam.com. My name is Joe Schiller, 312-404-8850, 312-404-8850. And I will definitely have a conversation with you and get you on the right track. And I think what Dan's talking about here is so essential, and most people don't understand it.
Joe will be on the 1160 website. Just go over to Partners. He'll be on there. It links to his website, links to his emails, everything you need to track down Joe. So thank you so much for listening. Again, this is Dan Frio, the Mortgage Update. If I could be of any help to you, please reach out at 630-338-1160 or 1160mortgage.com. God bless. Have a great night.
You've been listening to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense.